Welcome to the UAC Podcast. UAC was founded to create a place for the most successful chiropractors from different backgrounds and around the world who could come together to mastermind and create lifelong lasting friendships. Our profession's unique, and surrounding yourself with the genius inside of UAC is a formula to grow personally and professionally into the life you've always known you're capable of achieving. I'm Dr. Alan Miner with Dr. Brian Capra, and this is the best practices section of the UAC podcast. Welcome to Chiropractic's Brain Trust.
Hey everyone, welcome to the UAC best practices podcast. I'm Dr. Brian. Our goal, our hope is that you can listen to very successful doc out there, get a little piece, a little nugget, something you can implement immediately into your practice. I'm here with my co-host, Dr. Alan Miner. So doc, please take it away.
Thank you. And I have one of my favorite UAC members today, Dr. Berger Konradsson, who has a beautiful Gonstead practice in Reykjavik, Iceland. And
that's correct. Yeah.
Yeah. This is best practices. You know, I'd love to hear. I mean, one of the things that just comes to mind is how many docs do you have in that practice?
We're seven with me.
And I know you guys are seeing a very high volume of people and Gonstead, so gowning, scoping. So anyhow, with that said, I mean, I know a lot of our members from UAC have made a pilgrimage out to see what you're doing in Iceland because the clinic you've built is, a lot of people say, the best they've ever seen in the world. So I wanted to give that background. So what's a best practice? What could somebody, you know, what's something from that experience and what you built that you can share with docs listening?
Yeah. So when I came to Iceland, there was actually, because we have socialist healthcare, and they were failing in practice. So like three of the six chiros were moving away because they said like, you can't make it in chiropractic. But before I came to Iceland from the States, I researched I figured out so what's the commonality, you know, with the biggest practice in the world? And there were, and you know, James Sigafoos, and I listened to Reggie Gold a lot, and I went to the Mount Hope Clinic. And they had one thing in common that was a key thing in my perspective, is that they have very strong philosophy. They knew exactly why they went to work. And you can almost say like they didn't go to work. It was just like their mission in life to serve and like remove subluxations. Yeah. So I decided to come to Iceland and have like a very simple message. It's about subluxation, removing subluxations, just working with the spine. Or of course I do some extremity work, but, yeah. So, I mean, there are a lot of good things that help people, but the best practice is like, my message was very simple. Like, so people say like, hey, do you do acupuncture? I know I don't, but I know a good guy that does. Do we do ultrasound? No, I don't, but I know a good guy that does. What do you do? Well, I work with the nervous system. I work with the spine.
The three things I consistently hear from chiropractors is that I need a way to address issues I'm currently unable to address for patients, I need faster, longer-lasting results for patients, and more importantly, I need a way for another part of my practice to earn as much money or more money than my hands earn without me involved. Those are the three problems that Aspen Laser and Theralite solve better than any other modalities or lasers on the market. We fully understand that the best way to experience the true benefits and results of a laser is to see, touch, and use it in your own clinic on your own patients. Our offer is for you to line up 10 to 15 of your worst case scenario patients with problems that you currently aren't able to fully address or fix, and let us treat all of those issues in one day. Our pledge is that we'll get 90% of your patients virtually pain-free and to full mobility within 10 minutes of their very first visit. If you aren't significantly impressed with the results, and if we don't significantly outperform the laser you're currently using, I'll give you $500 for wasting your day. To call and schedule your no-risk complimentary demo day, call or text Mark Murdoch at 214-641-1827.
Yeah.
So I think that's the key.
And you're sort of responsible for, I mean, how many chiropractors are in Iceland now?
About 30. So I probably send, probably 80% of them to school, so I send a lot of them to Palmer and a lot of them to Life. And of course, some went to UK because of the distance was shorter. But I said, like, hey, we need more people. They said, like, why are you like increasing competition? I'm like, wait a minute, you know, we have like almost 400,000. So I mean, we need a lot of help. I can only see, you know, X amount of people, you know.
So it's interesting. We just recorded another podcast with Dr. Bodson, and he has a different perspective, right? He works with many practices, and he said the ones that are the biggest are the ones that have laser focus on what they do. It's kind of a recurring theme we've heard now today.
Yeah, I couldn't agree, because a lot of people think that like the more you do, the better it's going to be, but then the message is going to be like, you know, too complex. Because a lot of people like they even said to me, like, say, you know, can you sell supplements? And I love supplements. I take them myself, but I'm like, you know, then I'm going to be speaking about something that I'm not going to be talking about the nervous system. So it's like, and then we see anywhere from like 15 to 1800 visits a week. So you do the calculations, and like, you don't maybe have a lot of time. So you got to use the time as best as you can to talk about like the nervous system, the health care versus like sick care. So like when people go pain free, what do? So you got to take them to like the table and say, listen, you know, like the health line, and say like, this is where we are, this is where you're going, you know. So I'm like, so you have to do a lot of education. So more you talk about away from the spine and the nervous system, you're creating a lot of confusion.
Berger, I'm curious, how much of your practice is from education? Do you guys do workshops, and how much of it's a referral based clinic versus how much like external marketing are you guys doing right now?
Yeah, in fact, good question. So we do 3 healthcare classes a week. So we do one at 5 p.m. on Mondays. We do one Tuesdays at noon, and we do another one on Thursdays at noon. So nobody can become a practice member without going to the class. And so we see anywhere from like 80 to 120 new patients a month. And we're not allowed to advertise in Iceland. So it's illegal. So 75% internal.
Wow. That's great, man. That's awesome. So what's the theme of the show, best practice? What's something you'd like to share with somebody listening that you think could help them out that you're applying day to day in your practice?
Yeah. So another thing that, you know, number one is like laser focused on your messaging. And number two is I see a lot of guys, you know, a lot of not guys and girls, they want to build businesses, but they're not really, you know, in the business. They're not present. They're like always somewhere in meetings, or they're not on the floor. And that doesn't work. You gotta be there. And so when you think you're gonna build a big practice on somewhere else, not in the practice, I think you're wrong. Because it's all about energy. And you just gotta roll up your sleeves and go to town.
Now, but with that said, you do a great job. You travel quite a bit. I've run into you all over the world.
Oh,
there's a bit of a trade off there, right?
Yeah, it is. So that's another thing. Is like another thing, best practice that I want to say is that you have to also take breaks. So I work hard and then I play hard. But play meaning, so when I go to USC or when I go to TRP or when I go to Parker or some other seminars, is that I told myself, like, I cannot be stuck on this island, you know, in Iceland and not meet people, because you have to be innovative. So, I mean, I a few months ago, I stayed like almost like 2 weeks in the U.S. So I went to like Canada, looked at a practice. I even went to North Dakota and I looked at a practice. Then I ended up in Vegas, and then I was in, on the West Coast, on Portland, Oregon. So, I mean, yeah, I travel quite a bit. But I do that also to see what's going on and what's new. But we just started a gym section that's like separate from the clinic. Yeah, but I change things slowly.
This segment is sponsored by Genesis Chiropractic Software. UAC members rely on innovative and rock-solid practice solutions, especially when it comes to EHRs, practice management, and billing. This is why UAC recommends and stands behind Genesis Chiropractic Software. Genesis is a best-in-class, all-in-one chiropractic practice management system that has you covered, from patient scheduling to documentation and all the way through billing. Genesis uses the power of AI to find work in the system and automatically assign that work to the right person, preventing tasks from falling through the cracks. Thousands of high-volume practices rely on Genesis every day to successfully grow and maintain their practices. And additionally, they integrate with most of your favorite marketing, scheduling, and payment solutions. Schedule a demo of Genesis today by visiting www.genesischiropracticsoftware.com and be sure to mention UAC as well.
Yeah, that's great. Well, it's I always learn from you, Berger, every time you speak, and I appreciate that. And there is a theme right now that the more laser and focused a business is, the more powerful it is, especially in chiropractic and especially around subluxation. It's great to hear you talk about that, because there's, even in UAC, it's interesting. We have so many subluxation center docs, but we have so many docs that do functional and all these other things. And I'm always a little partial towards the big practices that are focused on subluxation, because it's the heart of who we are as chiropractors, isn't it?
But I can tell you, one member that we know all, like Stephen G. I mean, I love that guy, and I think he does a fantastic job. And I'm like, God, man, I wish I was that smart, you know, but I'm not. So I stick with the subluxation.
Keep it simple. Keep it simple.
Last question we always wrap with is UAC. You've been in it for I don't know, a decade or a long time, anyways. How come and what's it meant to you?
Well, I like the camaraderie, you know. I like to meet people, and of course, you like to help and tell people how to get new patients or something basic. But you always want to rub shoulders with somebody that's maybe high level, has been in practice. So you meet people in USC that are nice people, but they're also successful, and so. Yeah, I guess you're not meeting a lot of beginners, even though I love beginners. But so I think you meet a lot of like-minded people and have been through the trenches, and of course, you know, you pick a good location. So that means a lot to me also, you know. So awesome. I think yeah.
Well said, Berger.
It's always great to see you, man. Always great to spend time with you. I remember in last time in Vegas, we were just talking about, you know, the number of people you see and how that, what that is relative to the population of Iceland. And it's massive number of people. It's not like 1500 a week there is like 10,000 a week here or something like that. It's impressive. Man. And it's always great to be around.
We love you, brother.
Hey, thanks, guys.
Thanks for coming on.
Yeah, welcome. Man.